In the east of the county, GAA fans will tell you that this is the real home of hurling, and it's hard to argue, as the Seanóg Murphy Cup has come this direction 6 times in the last 8 seasons. Next Sunday, it will make the familiar journey for the 7th time in 9 years. Hurling fever is lighting up the early days of October here in the Eastern Barony, so we decided to sample the buzz. Let's hit the road. First up is Cloyne. Well, we couldn't really pass it. In the shadows of Christy Ring's statue and beneath the round tower, I ran into long-time Cloyne GAA stalwart Paddy O'Sullivan.
Middleton, Alex was the yardstick for every other club in East Cork, themselves in Sales. We had a couple of great years ourselves up there, and we know exactly what it's like. It will be a fantastic battle, and there won't be any great disappointment if Middleton will win it. I suppose for the small clubs with players on the Immaculate team, to be a fantastic achievement as well. Like.
And here in Cloyne, you have a very special interest, of course, with Paddy, your own nephew, very much to the fore.
It's has been said 1,000 times, he's one of the most natural hurlers. I'm a lot older than you know, but he's certainly one of the most natural hurlers that I have seen in my lifetime. His touch and his vision is unbelievable. They'll have to have the mindset right, and they'll have to treat Middleton as if it was Blackrock or whoever last year, and they'll have to start well and keep it going for the full hour, not be taking a rest. Like, they seem to have a habit of going out of games and leaving teams back in, but they can't do that against Middleton, not in a county final.
Next up is Scatley National School in Saline in the parish of Ahada.
Good morning, Scatley National School, Treat speaking.
The friendly voice at the other end of the phone is Teresa Leahy from Ahada, mother of Ahada and Imokili star Will. But it's not all quite red and white here in Saline National School, because there is indeed plenty of black and white in the shape of Middleton captain Luke O'Farrell and his colleague Seamus O'Farrell. Teresa, how are you dealing with this?
Well, John, the crack is mighty here. We're having great banter. Also, we're so proud to have Luke and Seamus here in Scatley National School. But I must say, I'm up for Imokili and so proud of Will.
And you fear we'll see a black and white flag going up next to the red and white one here?
Of course, we will. It's East Cork, it's a local derby, and may the best team win.
Seamus, you're in the heart here, of course, of the Ahada Parish in Saline National School. Plenty of Middleton chat, crack going on, I'd say, but loads of Imokili fans.
Yeah, I think you'd even talking to the kids here, there was lots of them at the match, to the matches all along, so they're all fairly interested, and they all know who's playing, they know who people are.
Will there be any deal done, I wonder, with home or off, depending on who wins or who comes out on the right side?
Oh, that all depends on who wins or draws. No, there's
Luke is the Middleton captain, of course. You'll be hoping to be lifting the cup come next weekend. Luke, what's the buzz like in the club, and what's it like here being part of the staff?
Yeah, it's brilliant. As Seamus said there's a mix of all types come to this school. We have a nice view from Middleton and a few from all the surrounding villages and towns. So, yeah, it's a good buzz. I mean, the county final is always a great occasion, and we're enjoying it, enjoying the lead up to it.
And you're something of celebs here in the school, two well-known hurling stars.
Celeb, no, would be a big stretch. I think they see us as two teachers and that's it. But they enjoy it. Every morning we go in after a match, the class will be on about it and they'll be asking questions. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? They definitely get a kick out of it, I'm sure. Them seeing us play will maybe hopefully inspire them to go on and play with their own clubs in the future as well.
And of course, even Imokili lady to deal with. Are you getting any secrets from Teresa about what's happening in the Imokili camp?
No, all I found this week is I seem to be getting double the work from Teresa. She seems to be sending down all the extra jobs down my way and Seamus's way. So she's trying to snow us under for the 2 weeks that are in it.
Next stop is here in Ballinode, the home of St. Catherine's GAA Club. They won the County Junior Hurling Championship last year and, of course, richly contributed to Imokili's success as well. There'll be plenty of St. Catherine's involvement next Sunday as well in the final. But I'm with a famous face from the area, and he's not a holler at all. Dennis O'Sullivan, who has this magnificent GAA collection going through the corridors of time. Dennis will bring the entire collection to Middleton GAA Pavilion next Saturday on the eve of the county final. Dennis, there'll be something for everybody, Middleton and Imokili fans, to enjoy.
There will be a large display of albums, which will include hurling and camogie teams from all grades, from many decades, and not from all corners of the country. There will also be a large collection of memorabilia and Cork hurling legend Christy Ring. And there'll be jerseys on display, there will be signed hurlers, lots more, Tony almost to mention. We can come, and admission is absolutely free of charge, John. Everybody's welcome.
No doubt people are going to be asking you finally, Dennis, who's going to win the match on Sunday. I'm going to ask you the same now. Where's your money?
But John put this for at least a couple staying his cock.
En route back from Ballinoe, I've dropped off here at Dungorney National School, where school principal John Boylan, a winner of four county senior hurling championship medals with Middleton, has in recent years seen many of Dungorney's budding young stars graduate from the playground to the Imo Kelly senior panel.
Over the last number of years, we've been working very hard here in the school to promote hurling in particular and the GAA. And over the years, I've been blessed with having wonderful young men, the likes of Shane Hagerty, Niall Modaway, Ryan Dinney, and many more. These are the three lads that are involved with the Imo Kelly senior hurling team. And I just wish them the best of luck in the upcoming county final. They've worked very hard over the many years to achieve this, and hopefully success will come their way. Oh, it's going to be a tremendous occasion, I'd say a unique occasion, if that's the right word to say. Over the many years, like Imo Kelly, the hurling in Imo Kelly has been at the highest level for many years, but to have your own division against one of the top clubs in the country, Middleton, it'll be an occasion. Everybody should be there, especially in the new stadium. A fantastic occasion that we'll all look forward to, and we'll all be there.
A final drop-off point on this leg of the journey is just a few miles in the road from Dungorney to Clonmalt Memorial Park, where Middleton GAA Club have just hosted a night for their young fans to meet their senior hurling heroes in advance of the county final. The place is absolutely buzzing. It's nights like this that you see the real magic of hurling. Sean O'Brien was centre-back on Middleton's great teams of the 80s, and he's now the senior team coach.
Look, I follow sports and all over the world, into baseball, American football, college football, you name it, every sport. But there's nothing like this. It's the only sport that you're based in your parish. But this is a lifetime job. Your club is a lifetime job. And that's what makes the GAA unique. And that's when this weekend is, it's great to be a Middleton man. It's great for Middleton people to see their team representing their town in a county final. Some towns dream about it. We're living it.
And winning is infectious.
Of course it is. If it's all, you don't know what it's like to win, you win. You know, and it's a feeling that lifts everybody, and especially the few battles we've had there now against good teams. Young lads have to believe in that. Like they have to in themselves, which is great. And they're all there with a smile on their face. That's the important thing. They're happy and enjoying it. And
before we leave the GAA club, appropriately we leave the final word to one of the current stars, and what a star, Middleton's goalkeeper Tommy Wallace. He's hoping that he can relive the magic of 2013 when the Sean O'Muffy Cup came back here to Clonmalt Memorial Park.
I don't think I'll ever be able to forget the scenes in 2013, just from the pitch alone, like the was swarmed, then afterwards back up here in the club. I mean, you could barely move inside, you know, the hall was open and still could barely move inside there. Dean, even like the next night we got to parade through the town and the scenes were unbelievable. Like, you know, it was actually amazing to just be part of it. Very grateful, and hopefully like the younger lads will be able to get to experience it sometime soon, if not on Sunday.
Best of luck.
Thanks very much.